Okay. This is the hearing procedure for a type 3 land use review. One, staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, include informational letters received on their request, findings and recommendation on their request, 10 minutes. Two, applicant will present the report, 20 minutes max. Three, public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal, that's a 3-minute maximum. Four, public testimony will be received in opposition, it's a 3-minute maximum. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony in 2 minutes. Six, public testimony will be closed. Seven, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held up in 7 days to allow parties to submit additional evidence. The record will be held up in additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to new evidence. Eight, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. Nine, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. Please entitle on any motion, and motion will fail. Then the commission's decision amends or overturns the hearing officer's report. The adoption of new revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. The type 3 case that we are about to review is LU14-167875, DZM, GW. Riverscape Lot 8. This is a continued case from September 4th and October 16th. The applicant is Kurt Schultz of Sarah Design. The address is Northwest Front at Northwest 18th Avenue. And Mark, I'll make this again later.
Good afternoon. Thank you again. I don't have a PowerPoint today. I'm just going to sort of go through the issues verbally. The applicant did an extensive suite of changes to the proposal following the last hearing that addressed all but two of the issues raised the last session. One was the idea that building A or B should be more distinct, that the design moves should be more of a different building than the other, or differentiation between the two. There are differentiations between the two, but it's not a significant departure from where they were last time. And the second idea that wasn't responded to was the idea of doing an alternate plan for that easterly trail segment. There was discussion about gravel, maybe a lesser trail along the easterly frontage. We did not do that. There were some issues with that. Besides not having a proposal in front of us, the parks expressed some concerns about doing less than 15 feet there. Because even though the main trail segment goes on the north side, neighborhood residents and others are expected to sort of use that path back to the Riverscape, and we're expecting a lot of traffic volume on there, bike and pet traffic volume. There's also a code standard that requires a 6-foot paved walk right away here in the way, and emergency egress in the way with the gravel path idea. I gave you a handout today. We met with the city attorney last week, and what we have before you and the handout I gave that's been vetted with the applicant's team and the city attorney is some revised condition language for regarding the pier and for posting a performance bond for the greenway improvements. In any motion to approve the project, you would want to say with the amended condition F language as presented today. We have other conditions of approval that require the electrical transformers to be fully put underground. The proposed underground, but there were a couple of section details that still showed them above grade. Another new condition notes that the proposed outdoor rooftop movie screen is prohibited. It's regulated as a changing image sign. We didn't really, frankly, catch that on the last round of drawings. It was on the last round of drawings. I know it's right there. I didn't see it. I was careful enough to come through. Finally, we have some greenway-related conditions of approval to ensure that the trail is installed to park standards, that the riverbank plantings and black river removal happens and is maintained over time, and that the future building maintenance activity is kept out of the greenway setback. So with the amended conditions, staff is recommending approval. I'll let the applicant go through the changes they made. There was a couple little sidebar questions that Gwen asked last time. TriMet service forecasting. I didn't know how it worked. If you go to TriMet.org/future. That's their actually pending projects and forecast demands and transit service. They don't ever do it in advance of new development. They monitor ridership, so if there's much demand,
they wait for people to generate bad habits and then come back in.
I spoke with Katie Lyman, who's the person who's in charge of it for this area, and she said that she's been hearing about Line 16, but it's from the St. John's people who don't think it runs fast enough or often enough, and not so much from Riverscape folks. She hasn't had the calls from Riverscape residents wanting more bus service, but she would be able to do that. And then you had a question about parks policy. There was discussion about a quarter mile standard and a half mile standard during the development of the Portland plan, the comp plan, but the actual policy language doesn't have, there's no numerical standard that says when you have this many people in a neighborhood, you should have this much park, or everybody should be within X distance of a park.
Right.
It's much more subjective and let's look.
It's a consistent complaint.
That's all I have.
Any questions of Kurt? All right, great. Go ahead, Kurt.
This is Kurt Schultz. I'm with Sarah Architects, 338 Northwest 5th Avenue, 97219209. And it's good to be back here again. We last saw you in our second hearing on October 16th. I think Glenn was the only one that was here for the second hearing. Is that right?
I was here for it.
Were you here for that one? I think they did not. So I just wanted to put that on the record. I have a very short presentation today, just showing you the changes that were made from the last hearing. And we also have Steve Shapiro of Shapiro Didway Landscape Architects if you have any questions. So we have tried to incorporate all the revisions that you requested at the last hearing, and I will go through the list of what those are. Starting with the kind of overall site plan, some of the biggest changes that we made is we actually revised the entire kind of street parking lot to be more of an urban street and to feel more like an extension of Riverscape Street itself. We do have parallel parking, and we have gone to 12-foot sidewalks on either side, although there are some trees up against the curb with a planter and a tree and a raised steel planter with some sidewalk separations between the two, between the cars and the sidewalk itself. And then adjacent, it's hard to see, it's probably easier to see on your package and harder to see on the slide. We have introduced unit entries on both sides of this kind of new urban street to every single unit and some of the retail along that area. Plus we have some small steel landscape planners that separate each one of those unit entries to give it its own sort of distinction and separating each entry from the one adjacent to it. So from the curb, we have a 12-foot sidewalk with about a 5-foot climbing strip in some areas for trees and the raised steel planters, and then we have about a 3.5 to 4-foot wide steel planter up against the building between some of the entries, always maintaining a 6 or 7 foot pedestrian way through the sidewalk itself. We also revised the stormwater planter that was at the edge of the parking. This is actually a concrete planter that's 3.5 feet tall, and then it actually incorporates a small garage exhaust, which is actually incorporated into the planter. We're going to have a steel grate over the top of that. We eliminated all the garage parking that was down in this location prior. We opened up some of the landscaping and planters that were in this area that leads on to the northerly Greenway Trail. So there is some permeability between this wharf area and this area that leads you into the site. We buried the transformer into the corner, so there's no longer an above-grade transformer on this corner. And actually now the vault lid, we recently found out, is much smaller even than what we're showing here. That vault lid's only going to be about 8 by 8, so that's probably about a third of the size of that vault lid that we're showing here. So we'll be able to infill with more landscaping around that. So So that dropped down into a vault that is part of the underground parking garage. We then, there used to be a very large flood intake grate all along this southerly edge of the building. Because we are in the flood zone, we had to allow the parking garage to be flooded. We're able to do that now all through the parking garage entry. So we're able to turn all that area into new kind of 8x12 or 10x12 patios for those units with exterior entries and then path connections back to the southerly headway to actually, it's a softer edge, but it still has connectivity to the headway down to the south.
So perfect, there's supposed to be walkways in it?
There actually are walkways and they're over a grass creek, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
So it's green.
Soft.
Okay.
Yeah, they're shown as green, but there actually are connections through there. And then we also, we had some circular benches around this kind of plaza area that links onto the pier. They were concrete prior, and we have changed those to having wood tops on top. So this is now kind of an image that shows the new concrete benches with the wood tops, and there are further details of that in our set that was requested by Tan, which was a good idea. The other thing too is on, I think Dave, you asked for a section through that stormwater planter at the end of the parking lot. It is 3.5 feet tall with cast in place concrete walls, and then the stormwater planter that surrounds the garage exhaust that is flush with the top with a steel grate on top of that, so it feels one with a planter. And that garage exhaust is greatly reduced in size to what we had in the prior design. Then in terms of the exterior lighting, we actually took the pole bollards that are all around the Greenway Trail, the 20-foot trail and the 15-foot trail, and then we continued them along the southern edge of the trail, so that provides additional light in the same family and organization on that southern trail that's between our building and the Pacifica building. And the cut sheets for the lighting are included in the set. And then we changed, getting to the building itself, we enlarged and moved the location of the eco roof so it would have kind of more of a way to get the white roofing material away from views from the Pacifica. So we relocated and enlarged it so it's all in the southerly part of what we're calling Building B, which was the U-shaped building, with the eco roof closest and then most adjacent to the Pacifica. And then we also further integrated into the design through the use of some decorative rock ballast that were suggested last time by Jeff, which we also thought was a good idea. In terms of the architecture of the building itself, we are now consistent with the color of kind of the rib metal panels. We had a different color at the base and the top, and David had suggested Keltner that we'd be more consistent with those colors, which we have done. But then what we've done is on the base of the building, we've added more storefront glazing. So on the other end of the building, where the kind of boat rental area, retail space is, we've introduced the same full storefront glazing just as we have over the main entry that the building floats over, added some more windows along the ground floor, and also added some more windows up on the sixth floor to help kind of lighten the building as it gets up towards the top. This is a section through the building from Front Avenue to the A building and then the larger B building with the kind of more urbanized riverscape street that's in between. It shows you kind of the scale of that space with, again, the 12-foot sidewalks and then the units that exist on this area. We added kind of all stoop entries all along both sides of that urban street. So this is a view of the south or the west side of Building B that shows all the additional unit entries and unit entry doors that exist all along the edge of that building that gets the weather protection from the balconies and the bay windows above. Then we also introduced more glazing and unit entry doors all along the south side of Building B as well. Since we were able to get rid of those large flood grates and put in the unit entries and the patios and the connections back to the southern headway. So this is the view from the southwest looking back toward Riverscape Street. We sunk the transformer that was above the height and got that underground and then opened up this side of the building as well on the south side of Building D. This is a view of that space between the Pacifica and those kind of south-facing patios and unit entry doors that now connect to the pedestrian walk space. And then finally, this is the view from the northeast that shows the additional storefront glazing that could be now introduced around the boat rental area and the more consistent darker colors just being the kind of rectangular pieces that then stagger as they move up through the building with, again, some more additional windows at the top of the space on the sixth floor. Looking through my list to see if there's anything that I missed. I think that is all the changes that we made. And then again, there has been a lot of discussion with the city attorney on some of the easements and the pier. That's all over my head, but it sounds like it's all been resolved. That's great. So we appreciate you working with staff and getting a lot of
Questions for Kurt?
Okay. When you set the planning committee, was it 1:30? You should have said it. It's going to go on for 8 hours.
Right now, no. Although that is imperative to site, there is continuing discussions going on with the sheriff's office from Port Property Company. And unfortunately, they could not be here today because they couldn't get back into town. Lee can probably give you a bit more update than I have, but the last I heard is it's still in negotiations.
Positive or?
I think it sounds positive, but it's not going to be resolved by the end of this design review.
And then what was the movie screen? Where was that?
That actually was something that I even forgot was proposed on part of the project. That was actually listed on one of the landscape plans. We actually have an outdoor patio here overlooking the river, and that was going to be on the side of the exit stair that would allow some of the people using that roof terrace and the fire pits and so on to actually be able to sit up and watch a movie on the side of the exit stair. And I think that was, there was a concern about the Pacifica views. I believe, was that right?
Well,
it was actually more of a
changing image sign.
Okay, changing image sign.
So Mark said no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, before we go further, you guys, I just want to make a point.
200 square feet or less.
Hold on just a second. If there are people interested in testifying on this case, please fill out a yellow sheet that's found in the back of the room. You can give it to Amy, there in the future, and she will give it to me. And I will call you up the door that you came, but please, continue.
We have no discretion on the movie screen.
You know it's not your problem.
And then maybe for Mark, an update on this discussion with the city's attorney.
Basically, the bottom line is the Pacifica development, when they did the design from Greenway Review, they showed the pier as their primary Greenway Ultra segment. So they're stuck with it. They have to deal with the ownership and maintenance agreements. There is a small section of the pier that extends into the Lot 8 property. So in their riverbank, there's a little bit of the pier that's in their property. And so the new condition is basically ensuring that they're going to have easements and maintenance agreements for that area that's on their property so that any work that needs to be done on the pier can happen and that they will maintain that access. They can't fence it off.
And we agree to those conditions.
And Lee Novak and Ben's attorney have reviewed that and approved.
Any other questions?
Kurt, this has to do with stucco. You've got multiple projects in now, and I just wondered, is this stucco kind of the same quality as the kind of Northwest Utah?
It is, but it's a little more refined to get it. You know, in that one, you're actually looking for something that's a little more traditional and rougher and In this case, what we do is we're building up the stucco actually using cement board, and then we actually just do a finished coat on top of that, so you actually get a very flat, very smooth, very hot, and a stucco line and all those things. It's kind of something similar we did over on the Franklin Ave, which is in northwest Portland, that you can go take a look at. It has a nice quality of great clarity. Well, we still have some thin control joints, but we don't actually have as much weeping and flashes as we do on that system as we would on traditional stucco.
And then are there fences at all around any of the units or outside?
None.
In the landscape plan, are you able to put any trees in that north planter? Or is it all stormwater and that's why there are trees in there? At the end of the street?
Steve, are there any trees in the stormwater planter?
No.
Yeah, I just don't know. There's not enough. Yeah, no.
But you have trees along the street, and it's over the garage.
They're in raised, yeah, they are in raised steel planters, right.
So that's a raised panel, too.
I think it also has to do with the amount of stormwater treatment that we have to do. Essentially, what all the stormwater that comes off of this extended river bite flows into that secondary size.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, is there a limit, or are there no trees that can go in there?
Generally, there's 18 inches of soil.
How do you determine where your control joints are? In the stucco itself. They're typically going to be at intersections of 90-degree angle joints is typically where you're going to find them, but they're not going to be everywhere because of the way, let's see if I can go to our frames here, or even a 3D view might even be easier to see. So we're typically going to have a horizontal joint at the top and bottom of each one of these vertical frames, or that becomes a horizontal joint. Mm-hmm. Our vertical joints, we're only going to need to have, roughly, I want to say 30 feet or so to a vertical joint.
Well, I wasn't, I happened to be walking by this building. I wasn't on a mission, but the control joints are in very odd places. Mm-hmm. And so, how do you control that?
How do you control the control joints? I see what you're saying.
I mean, they're in inopportune locations.
Then that's something that we'll have to really work on to make sure we don't put them in inopportune locations. I actually don't have a layout of every single control joint as part of this. We're still working through that with our envelope consultant.
So my suggestion is that take a look at the Franklin Eye,
yeah,
and see what's going on the front of that building. And then you can take pictures.
I'll
show you.
Any questions?
So, Kurt, just in terms of these are a little detailed, something more important. You've got a public sidewalk, but is that 6 feet clear between the planter areas and your on the street? Between the planting the building and the tree planting area that occurred?
Yeah, it's actually 7 feet. So we actually have 12 feet from the curb to the face of the planters here. This is a 5-foot planting strip, so there's only 7 feet of clear distance through the head zone on either side.
Other questions? Is there anyone that would like to testify about this case? Haven't received any cards?
No.
So, no?
Yep.
Then, in that case, we're essentially ready to move to official deliberation. We have seen this case number of times. The applicant has quite a few of them that we mentioned. There may be new things that have come up, but this is our opportunity to discuss them and either move forward.
We'll ask him one more question, sorry. And that's because it pertains to something we talked about on a couple of the projects. The landscaping in front of the apartments on the street, you've got a little landscaping strip. And it's been coming before commission for the last several weeks. I just wanted to get your take on that.
So you're talking about these here, right? So each one of those is a raised steel planter, so, and it's about 4 feet deep. And they typically are probably about 12 feet long. And then we always have probably about 12 feet in of concrete where we have the door and the entry. So there's a little place where there's a patio and someone might even be able to personalize it with their own potted plant. But otherwise, they are up against the building. And Steve, how tall are they? They're about the steel planters.
The planters are approximately 2 feet high and they are a combination evergreen, low evergreen, and some ornamental grasses.
And you are Steve Shapiro, of course, if you're familiar.
I am Steve Shapiro, Ms. Shapiro.
Thank you. Does that satisfy your answer?
That's it,
I'm fine. Okay, it doesn't have to be that. I'm just trying to help us all out here. So, as I mentioned, we have seen this case a number of times. There have been a number of, increasingly finer grain adjustments to it as it's come along. Which is suggestive, but definitely not conclusive. So I want to hear how commissioners are feeling about this case. We don't want to start.
Any discussion?
Yes, that's what I'm at. Some discussion.
How did you prop that up? Because it hasn't been nice taken. That's the only thing for me.
Well, I've been in front of
that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting case. I think there's some places where that's done really well, and sort of, and in certain streetscapes, I think it works great. I think on the busier the street, and the more kind of aggressive the front is up against, the sillier those kinds of planters become, I think, and the more garbagey and, you know, problematic in some ways. You know what I mean? But they do a nice job of sort of softening and residentialing the other streetscapes, I think. But, and then it's how they're rendered and how well they're done.
Up here, it's for me.
How about that feels downtown? That's a good one. It is that end.
Yeah.
I'm
comfortable with it. I'm glad you're calling it out there. Okay. Any other things that need to be discussed? Does anyone want to make any overall comments about what the should we want to just go around and make comments on where we're at with it? And,
yeah, sure.
Okay. Who'd like to start?
I think it's looking great. Thanks for integrating most, if not all, the comments that the majority of us had. I think Kat has some concerns, but I think the majority of the ones that I have have worked really well. So I think the project's improved greatly since its first pass. So I'm in full support of it. Raise the bar down in that area, in my opinion. It is a sad state of affairs that the boat rental place can't get the water in Portland. And maybe that worked. Conversation about how we just won't let people touch the land river for some reason. This is important. And this is such a stark example of that. I don't know where you're going to make your boats, but hopefully you guys get that resolved somehow. Again, anything I can do to help, I'll be glad to help.
They need that loading zone with the map tool and a park, yeah. Like right next to the rental place.
Yeah. Put your boat in the water 3 miles away.
Right. Okay, actually.
Can I just make one point? You might not appreciate me saying that, but I had an EA appointment with the sheriff's office yesterday. They're coming in to give you a boathouse down there. They don't have a lease right now. They're squatting. So they're in a position where they have to negotiate with Lee to get a new lease. I can carry forward your sort of off-the-record comments about encouraging access. Tim Ralston has a boathouse down there.
Okay.
So they let Tim have a boathouse. Maybe they'll let the
people to take live draft and put it on.
It's got community policing. Okay, great. Actually, Ted, I do want you to get your thoughts on that in now, because it may spur an exception.
Great job, Kurt. I really do appreciate, I think, of all applicants, you really do listen and you really do make your projects improve through this kind of collaborative discussion, more so than I like to say. And so I really do appreciate it. And you also pay attention to my comments, which always makes me feel good. I mean, you've really done, you know, with the exception of one, you've done every single thing that I brought up. The lighting, the landscaping, additional transparency, the vaults, everything. So I really appreciate that. There's the other two. I have a very strong minority opinion on this commission. And in that minority opinion, I have a difficulty when we have a project that has multiple buildings and they appear the same. Because I feel that it adds to an institutional look in the city as well as approaches a suburban construct. I was not in favor of the Genie 2. I was not in favor of 33rd and Broadway. And I did not approve the four buildings on Front or NATO by the same developer for that specific reason. I still feel that way. I think this is a lost opportunity. But I appreciate all your input.
Thanks, Mr. Salmon.
I'm in support of projects.
Okay. Mr. Simpson.
Yeah, Kurt, I just wanted to add that I not only appreciate the response to all the comments, but the level of response is the heard it now for three of us, but outstanding. Taking it to kind of a level beyond expectation with responding to comments. I really appreciate that. I'm in support of the project.
Commissioner Moore.
Well, Kurt, you've done better.
No, just kidding.
This is actually one of your, I think one of your better ones. The last two, one that started out with the ellipse, the house on top, that I don't know the name of that one. But these two, that one combined with this one, I think are really quite good in the sense of addressing the guidelines, working with us to make it better, to help you, to help your client, to help Portland with a better environment. And I agree with Ben. It's just kind of a shame to be this close to the river and not be able to access it. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, and particularly with the pier that's already there. I mean, it's just a convoluted political process that I wish you luck with and hope that turns out as well as I hope this project does too. So thanks again for visiting us often as you do, and hopefully the process is getting easier for you and not more difficult. But I think this project will actually be quite lovely, and I enjoy walking around it at some point, not knowing someone that lives in it and visit it. So thanks, Kurt.
I really wish I could watch a movie on the roof, though. Anyway, I appreciate your hard work and diligence working with us through this process. I know this is not an easy site to work with, and you seem to specialize in those. So, good work. I am generally in support of the project. I think you've done a great job of taking what were initially, what we felt were a lot of very suburban responses and working them to become more urban and kind of clean up the streetscape, doing things like getting those grates to go away, turning them into outdoor spaces for occupants of those units to use, and more outdoor access, removing gates from courtyards, larger patios that address the river. All of those things to me started to make the site function better in sort of a greenway. I encourage everyone in the room to advocate for more access to the river and to talk to the sheriffs about letting people bring light watercraft on that ramp that they are squatting on. I want to acknowledge Commissioner Savarin's comment about sameness and multiple building sites, and I think think this is something that we are continuing to start with as a commission, and it's, and we're only going to go on kind of applications, and so I think that I wanted to go on record as saying, for the short left anyway, and maybe encourage the commissions that will remain as they come on, to start thinking really about your position about, you know, these multi-site developments, and I don't think this is the, by far, this is not the most egregious example of where that's happened. I don't think it's actually well done, and I think that because of the way that the lot is positioned, you won't perceive them that as sort of a relentless wall of buildings, which we've seen in other places. But I think that it's a worthy discussion to have within a retreat context. How are we going to address these types of sites? When is it okay to do the same building, and when is it not? And to have, of course, those conversations really go in the process so that we can really give the applicant clear direction as they move forward. So I think that conversation came a little bit later. We didn't fully vet it earlier in the process, but I'm going to have to focus on that. So all that being said, I am in for the project and would entertain a motion which needs to incorporate
the
revised conditions
have
here. So,
I didn't. Yeah. Chair, I just want to say that I think Commissioner Sadler did that very well, and I have regret from some of those past votes, and they're now built, and they are unfortunate. So, I think that the point, well, is very well taken forward about multi building designs and detailing, and really where they can and should not happen.
Anyone want to make a motion today?
Jeff Simpson?
Aye.
Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
David Wark?
Aye.
Gwen Milius?
Aye.
Tad Sapnar?
No.
David Kiltner?
Aye.
Congratulations. Good. Good luck with the project.